This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett here with Carl. What's going on?
It's a Dracula weekend, I guess.
Dracula weekend.
Actually, it's WrestleMania weekend, but we're not going to talk about wrestling today.
Okay.
we're doing this thing late on a Sunday, so we ain't got a lot of time. So we're going to have to get to the meat and potatoes, which probably is better than us talking for 12 hours.
Yeah, no shit. So we are continuing our Hammer Dracula films this week. So,
and this one is Taste the Blood of Dracula.
Yes, it is. And it is the fifth installment in Hammer's Dracula series, fourth to star Sir Christopher Lee as Count Dracula.
Barely.
Barely, yeah. He
almost was not in this movie,
and he didn't say much. He said maybe
he said more than some,
yeah, but still. It was directed by Peter Sasdy, and was this the first one he did of these, or
it could have been? I know he did Hands of the Ripper and Countess Dracula, but I believe those came after this. Okay. I know Countess Dracula did.
Screenplay by John Elder, and the script was actually written by Anthony Hines, based on Count Dracula by Bram Stoker. Produced by Ada Young. Oh, where's my mouse? My mouse is gone here.
Uh-oh.
Cinematography by Arthur Grant. Edited by Chris Barnes. Music again by James Bernard.
He's done them all so far.
So far, production company is Hammer Films, distributed by Warner Pathé in the UK and Warner Brothers Pictures in the US and the rest of the world.
Barely.
They were
going to drop it. Basically, if Christopher Lee wasn't in the movie, Warner was not going to release the movie.
Yep. It was released May 7th, 1970 in the UK. Running time, 91 minutes in the US, because they cut a bunch of stuff out, like 4 minutes worth of stuff. So 95 minutes uncut in the UK. Country is the UK, English language. And that's all I got for the specs on it. Why don't you go over the plot of this, Carl?
Okay, it starts out there in a what do you call those things? A coach?
Yeah,
coach. Wagon, travel, Wells Fargo, whatever you want to call it. There's a traveling salesman, I guess you would call him, and these two odd gentlemen, and he's trying to sell them something. And the one guy, I guess he's crazy or something, like, give me that. And the other guy's like, well, you better give it to him.
Better give him what he wants. Yeah.
Better give him what he wants. They never did explain. That was a weird scene that I've never heard any explanation.
I know. Were they father and son? Or
I don't know what they were, but the guy was like a monster himself. So
yeah,
he was. Anyway, he gets pissed off, and they chunk the traveling salesman out of the coach with all of his stuff. So old guy's just, I guess he's knocked out for a little bit, and wakes up. Looks around the woods, and he's there just in time to see the end of Dracula has risen from the dead. Right. So Dracula is all impaled with the cross, and old traveling salesman watches Dracula deceased or die, I guess you call it. Yeah. Turns into dust and blood. So I guess this guy sees an opportunity for money. So he takes the necklace, the ring, I think the cape and some of the dried blood of Dracula and hooks him. He moves on out of the way. So we go forward in time, and there's these three sort of distinguished gentlemen who are sort of, you know, they're family men, but they sort of try to live the wild side. I guess they're kind of like the Motley Crue of the 1800s here. They're visiting a brothel, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'd call it. Yeah.
And they come across the Ralph Bates character who had been kicked out of his family, and he's wanting to perform a satanic ritual and decides that these three gentlemen would have the money to help him perform this ritual. So he cons them into showing up, and long story short, they buy all of Dracula's stuff and a ritual begins. And that is the plot of Taste the Blood of Dracula. And actually, Dracula's blood is tasted in this movie.
Yes, it
is.
One
guy drinks it. So it's a good title for a movie because they drink the blood of Dracula.
Yeah, what's the catchphrase is drink a pint of blood every day?
Yeah, drink a pint of blood every damn day and you turn into Draculia. So it's sort of a different plot, but it sort of works. It works pretty good, actually. It's different.
Yep, they went a totally different direction.
They did go in a different direction, and it used to, when I was younger, I didn't really understand this movie, but it makes a lot more sense now, actually. So,
well, I watched it like three times. Well, parts of it. I watched the first part of it one night, second, middle of it another night, and the end the other night. So
it took you three nights to watch it.
It took me three nights to watch it because I kept falling asleep.
Uh-oh.
So, all right, let's go over the cast here. Like I said, we got Sir Christopher Lee as Count Dracula, Anthony Corlin as Paul Paxton, and he was like the, I don't know what you'd call him,
the royalty, Van Helsing, maybe? Huh?
Was he like the royalty or, no, he was the Van Helsing guy?
Yeah, he was sort of the hero of the movie.
Okay. Next, we got Linda Hayden as Alice Hargood, Jeffrey Keane as William Hargood, Ralph Bates as Lord Courtly, Peter Salas as Samuel Paxton, John Carson as Jonathan Secker, Isla Blair as Lucy Paxton. And she reminds me of somebody, dude. I can't put my finger on it, but she's redhead. She just reminds me of somebody, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Next, we got Martin Jarvis as Jeremy Secker, Gwen Waltford as Martha Hargood, Roy Kinnear as Weller. And he was in Chocolate Factory, wasn't he, the original one?
I don't know offhand, honestly.
I think he played, what do you call its father, the one that turned into a purple blueberry.
I don't know. Sounds about right.
Michael Ripper as Inspector Cobb, Russell Hunter as Felix, Shirley Jaffe as Betty Hargood's maid, Keith Marsh as father, and Peter May as son. I think they were the ones that was in, I think they were father and son. They were the ones that was in the carriage.
Yeah. So the weird guy that attacked the salesman.
Yep. Madeline Smith as Dolly, and Reginald Barat as Vicar. And that is the cast for Taste the Blood of Dracula. You got the Blu-ray of this, don't you?
Yeah, we got it right here. It's from Warner Brothers, and it's one of those bare bones. There's no special features other than a trailer, but it looks damn good. They really made this thing look great, because I remember the DVD was sort of crappy. So Warner did a good job of the restoration, but it's bare bones. Can't brag about it, but at least we got it. This is the unrated, or the R-rated version, I should say, which has, it's the full movie. you know, you said originally in the U.S. they didn't release the whole thing. Well, this is the full movie. Well, mostly in the brothel, there's nudity that they cut out in the United States, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's been restored. It's still very tame compared to most of the Hammer films that were coming out in the beginning of the 1970s. Which is weird. This came out in 1970. Scars of Dracula also came out in 1970.
Yeah, they ended up doing like three of them in that year, I think. We'll get to that for a little bit.
The Horror of Dracula came out that year as well. So I guess Hammer was really pumping stuff out at that stage. But yeah, it's a very bare bones, sort of disappointing DVD, but it looks good. So that's all that matters, I guess, in the end.
Yep.
Now, the Ralph Bates character was originally going to be the vampire in this before Warner Brothers refused to release it till they went and got Christopher Lee back. So they kept his character in it, but once he was gone, he never came back. But I think he was going to be the new, maybe not Dracula, but the new vampire of the Hammer world. He ended up being in Lust for a Vampire, The Horror of Dracula, Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde, Fear in the Night. So he did a lot of Hammer. So he was sort of their new guy, I guess. But they wanted Dracula. Christopher Lee did not really want to be in it, but I guess they paid him enough money to come back. So.
Now, you got the single Blu-ray of that? Just the single film?
Yeah. That's all. There ain't no other DVD in it. Blu-ray in it.
Okay, well, because it came out on a collection pack in 2015, along with Dracula Has Risen from the Grave, Frankenstein Must Be Destroyed, and The Mummy. And I think you gave me a copy of that, but I can't find it.
I did give you that because I had no need for it, because I actually I went and bought the single copies because, as stupid as it sounds, it fit my bookshelf, my movie shelf better. So that was a weird packaged Blu-ray. So I did give it to you. So now you've lost it, damn you.
I had somewhere just buried underneath shit. I got,
well, you needed it for the show this week. So you've lost it.
Oh, I found it elsewhere. So it probably wasn't as good of a picture, but oh well.
Now, before we get any further, I did look in the Hammer vault. You know, I finally decided to start looking in this thing after we've done four of these, and there's only two pages on Taste the Blood of Dracula in the book. Doesn't really give anything we already don't know about it, but here's a cool thing. If you got the YouTube, if I can get it in the, where is it here? Get up there. There's an actual goblet that was made for the movie, and see, they put a little thing in where they could put the blood in from the bottom where it would rise up.
Oh, cool.
So that's sort of a cool little tidbit.
Wonder when did they release that? When the movie came out?
No, this is the actual prop from the movie. Not much more about this in the book. It just, you know, got a few little production notes talking about Christopher Lee wanting more money. And
yep, he was.
Children was not admitted to this movie, according to this, too. So, sorry.
I don't know if I ever seen this back in the day or not. I've seen so many of these Hammer type films back then. It's hard to remember. Yeah.
You had the Hammer films and you had the knockoff Hammer films. So there was, and plus they put two Dracula movies out in 1 year. I still find that a little weird. Scars of Dracula did not get released by Warner Brothers. So it was sort of an outcast. And then they came back with the two modern, 72 and Satanic Rites, which was Warner Brothers. So I don't know. Weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Don't know why they put two out in 1 year unless they were. That's sort of a mystery to me there.
They were very well wanted, I guess. So
yeah.
They were in demand for sure.
Well, Hammer had switched at this point and had went more toward their modern era, which contained more violence and more nudity and things. So it's a different Hammer. It wasn't the old gothic Hammer that we had with the first couple films.
Well, they had to grow with the times, you know.
They
Everybody
did grow
else.
With the times, but it wasn't enough. You know, this was we're headed toward the end of Hammer here in the beginning of the 70s.
Yep. All right, I guess we'll go over some trivia here.
Okay.
Some writers have claimed that Vincent Price was going to play a fourth member of William Hargood's Thrill Seekers. But budget cuts removed the character, so his part was shared among John Carson and Peter Salas and Keane.
I've never heard that before.
I don't know.
He was working for Roger Corman for most of his horror movies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. Madeline Smith's first role in a Hammer film. She talked about it during a 2017 interview after meeting with the producer. A scary woman called Ada Young was offered a small part in Taste of Blood of Dracula. At the time, I wasn't a horror person. I enjoyed reading spooky stories and stuff by M.R. James, but I found the films too scary. Mind you, when I was appearing in them, it was just another job. Although she played a prostitute, Madeline says she didn't have a clue what was going on. It sounds ridiculous, I know, but at the time I was incredibly innocent. I was only 19 years old and still didn't know what a bordello was.
That's funny.
She said she thought she was just supposed to be a dancer. I guess they hired her for her dancing abilities.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like they released four films in 1970.
Hammer did?
Yeah.
I knew they did.
This one? Count Dracula, 1970. One More Time, 1970. And
Count Dracula, 1970 was not a Hammer film.
It wasn't?
No.
Was it a fake Hammer film?
Christopher Lee's in it.
But it wasn't produced by Hammer?
No, it was not.
Was it just strictly Warner Brothers then? Or?
No, it wasn't. It was done by that Jess Franco, I believe his name was, director.
I can pull it up here real quick.
Yeah, maybe you ought to pull it up. I think it needs to be included in this... in our reviews, because it's a good movie.
Okay.
While you're pulling that up, do note there's a Jonathan and a Lucy in this movie, so I think that was probably done on purpose. You know, bringing back some of the names from Bram Stoker.
Yep, directed by Jesus Franco.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a Hammer film, but it should have been.
Okay. Huh. I did not know that.
You got wrong information.
Wrong information. Wikipedia is fucked up.
You should be glad that I'm here to correct you.
Yeah. All right. Where am I going here?
I've done fucked you up now. I made you lose your... I took your thunder away.
Yeah, this was one of the fewer Hammer Dracula films that was rated R because of the nudity. I wonder, was it still actually rated R in the U.S. even though they cut that shit out? Or
I don't think it was in the U.S., no.
All right. Like we said, it picks up right where the other one left off. Dracula has risen from the grave. Was released on a double bill with the movie Crescendo from 1970.
Yeah, I've been looking for that movie and I can't find it.
Did you already mention this? The Michael Ripper, he appears in both films, Risen from the Grave and this one, but as different characters. He would go on to feature in the next series, Scars of Dracula, as a third character, although that the film is not direct sequel. This was Ralph Bates' first of five Hammer films. The others were Horror, Frankenstein, Lust for a Vampire, Dr. Jekyll, and Sister Hyde.
I already covered it.
And Fear in the Night. Okay.
You're repeating.
I'm repeating?
Yes, I already covered that. You don't pay attention to me, obviously. I mentioned Ralph Bates was in those movies.
Okay. All right.
Without notes, I know this stuff, dude. Ah. I don't have to have notes.
Let's see here. Unlike the rest of the actors playing youths, Linda Hayden was actually 17 years old when she played teenage Alice Hargood. The others are all played by actors in their mid to late 20s. And let's see here. Les Bowie was asked to do the special effects, but couldn't because of contractual. They actually had good, it was really different blood looking blood in this one.
Yeah, sort of thick.
It was more darker for sure. And there wasn't really a Dracula's castle either.
No, they were in a church that had been desecrated
Yeah, and
by satanic ritual.
they never like showed the outside of it or nothing like that. You only seen the interior of it.
They had a shot of the outside of the cathedral church. Near the end, they looked back at it.
Okay. All right.
You were asleep during
I
that
must have
part.
been sleeping during that part.
Yeah, it's a desecrated church, and that sort of leads into how Dracula's demise is brought forth.
All right, that's about all I got for trivia. There's not much on, like you said, there's not much on this movie, so.
No, I think what little is known, I think I've already covered, really. It's sort of kind of got lost in the shuffle with all these other films coming out at the same time, a little bit perhaps, but it made money. I just think it sort of got forgotten a bit.
Yeah, I couldn't even find anything on no how much it cost or anything, so very little written about this movie too, for sure.
And the Scars of Dracula is even more obscure because Warner Brothers didn't release it, so. These two that came out in 1970 are sort of more obscure than the others. That's the only way I can describe them compared to Risen from the Grave and the ones prior to that. Even Brides of Dracula.
Yep. You could really tell that they went on a different way with this one though, for sure. With
Well,
the
it sort of stands out as being different than the others.
know what
There's no religious, figure or no real Van Helsing character in that. Just the one young guy sort of becomes the vampire hunter by reading books. So there's a big difference there.
Exactly. All right, what else? Do you got anything else about
That's about
Jason
all I
Blood?
got on this one.
It's short episode this week, but we need to stay in line with these, so
Yeah.
that's what we're doing. So, all right, Carl, what's your take?
Like I said before we did started the actual show, I think I appreciate this movie more now as I've gotten older. Actually enjoy it more than Dracula's Risen from the Grave at this stage. I think the brothel scene sort of threw me off before because it didn't really seem to fit the whole Hammer stuff, but back then I didn't realize that Hammer had went in a different direction as they needed to. So I'm pretty pleased with this movie. I think it's done fairly decent. I just wish I knew what was wrong with that guy in the coach that went crazy and attacked the traveling salesman. That's a mystery that someone will have to solve another time.
Yeah.
But on a scale of five things, I'm gonna go ahead and give Taste the Blood of Dracula a 3.25.
3.25.
The
Okay.
score is sort of not very memorable in this one. I will say that. I didn't pay any
It's
attention.
different.
Yeah, it's not as good. It's
That's what I was gonna mention, that they toned it down where you can barely hear
you
it,
didn't
sort
hear
of.
it, yeah. But I still think it should get a little bit above a three. Because everybody, that's a three is my average. So it's better than some. Doesn't come close to Prince of Darkness or the original.
Yeah, that's what I think too. This is so far, this is my least favorite one.
Well, it's gonna get worse, so be ready.
I wish this, like we talked about the score, I wish the score would have been better, because Bernard does, he usually does a great score, and you could barely hear it, you know, just like your more tense scenes. It's like they would turn it up a little bit for them scenes. And other than that, it was, like you said, almost non-existent. So Christopher Lee, he always does a great job. He was born to play this fucking role, I think, you know.
I think you're right.
Everybody else did mediocre acting, I think. I don't know why there really wasn't that much sex scene in it, really. What, maybe a boob shot, and that was about it. I think they could have left it in for the U.S. version. They didn't have to cut it out. It wasn't that, even for 1970, I don't think it was that risque, you know?
Well, especially with Countess Dracula and Twins of Evil and all these other Hammer films they were going to be putting out.
Exactly.
They were very risque.
That's really when they started, was the early 70s, doing that kind of stuff, you know?
Like you said, they were trying to keep up.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to give this a 2.5 fangs. 2 big fangs and a half a little fang.
Okay.
Not the most impressive, for sure. All the ones before this, the 4 other ones, are way better, I think. So,
well, we need to throw that Jess Franco's Count Dracula into the review mix. So,
well, that will be next, then, I think.
You want to do that next, or Scars of Dracula next? They came out the same year, I guess. So,
well, I'll look and see what the dates, release dates, okay, were. We'll go from there. So
that'll work. I've got a big, huge Blu-ray on the Count Dracula movie and all kinds of special features.
Cool. All right. Well, that's all we got for Taste the Blood of Dracula. Check us out on all the social medias. Oh, everybody, evidently nobody wants a shirt. We only got two emails with people, so I guess
the contest is not gonna.
So I'm gonna pick names. If it's only two, then it's only two. Somebody's gonna win a shirt. So they got pretty good chances.
I guess people don't care to win stuff, so whatever.
Yeah. So
I was gonna have a contest coming up, but I'm just gonna cancel it at this stage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody wants to participate, then screw them.
Well, maybe they ain't listening to the whole show and they ain't hearing what we're saying at the end. Maybe we need to start saying that stuff at the beginning.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Maybe, maybe not.
But if you would, hit that like and subscribe for the YouTube. We need like 100 more subscribers so we can go live on a mobile device. So,
well, if you could ever get that QR code to work, it would help.
Yeah, I'm working
on
that.
You send me this QR code like every couple of weeks and they don't ever work.
I know. I'm gonna have to end up buying one, I think. Evidently the free shit don't work, so. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you Wednesday. I don't know what I'm doing yet for the midweek, but so I don't know what we're doing next week either yet. Any ideas, Carl?
No.
All right, everybody. We
might take the week off. I don't know.
All right. We'll talk at you all later. Thanks for watching and listening, and stay evil, everybody.
Feel the cold grip of his presence. Sense the clammy excitement of his evil. Taste the sharp fear that he alone can bring. Dracula's blood.
This way, gentlemen.
We know the way.
These men thought they had tasted all that life had to offer.
Ready when you are, gentlemen.
Would you be willing to sell your souls to the devil?
If one thought that one's experience might be extended.
It would be extended to infinity.
There's someone there.
Dracula is back to choose his human victims.
Alice.
Who are you? How do you know my name?
Dracula is back to select his companions in darkness, who must die that he may live. If you shock easily, stay away.
She's neither dead nor alive.
Lucy! 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 Paxton! Paxton, listen to me! The marks on her neck! She's a vampire!
Prepare yourself. Every nerve, every muscle.
No.
Prepare yourself for the greatest shock of all.